We're in the midst of Fund Drive, the midst. We're in the throes of fundraising passion. You can call our pledge line from 9 in the morning until 9 at night, 343-8881, or donate online, luradio.ca/fundrive. And you spell Fund Drive, F-U-N-D-D-R-I-V-E. So call the line from 9 until 9, 343-8881, or donate online at luradio.ca/fundrive, 102.7 FM, CILU.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Rec and Culture Division of Thunder Bay, bringing free events to the waterfront and all of Thunder Bay. Check out thunderbay.ca/events for more info and follow them on Facebook. Joey's Restaurant, a tasty little place for seafood, located at 595 Arthur Street West. Visit them Tuesdays for all-you-can-eat fish and chips and Thursdays $5 fish tacos. Some conditions apply. The Thunder Bay Blues Fest. Log on to tbayblues.ca to keep up with all the news on Thunder Bay's largest annual music festival, entering its 19th year in 2020.
Cry no more. I gotta keep your light burning so your man will know the score. One more mile, one more mile to go. It's been a hot devil's journey, baby. I don't have to cry no more. I was wrong, I took a gamble. You know I bet my money wrong. I bet not my baby, but my baby wasn't at home. One more mile, one more mile to go. It's been a high devil's journey, baby. I don't have to cry no more. This woman that I'm loving, she only lives in this one state. One more mile, one more mile to go. She's been a hot devil's journey, baby. I don't have to cry no more. Watch out now. anymore. People all sing the same song. We don't start messing up, you know we sure won't be here long. I'm gonna dig myself a hole, move my baby down in the ground. And when I come up, there ain't gonna be no one around. Well, I got my white canary, I got my ID too. My girl is a one, Lord, now what am I gonna do? I'm gonna dig myself a hole, move my baby down in the ground. And when I come up, there ain't gonna be no one around. Well, they take me to the river, across the deep blue sea. And I know she's beginning to wonder what the world's become of me. I'm gonna dig myself a hole, move my baby down in the ground. And when I come up, there ain't gonna be no one around. All right. Two trains running, and they never go my way. Well, the one runs at midnight, the other one about the break of day. Running about the break of day, about the break of day. Well, well. We'll be right back. so long at all. And she weeps just like a willow tree. Well, they say she's no good, but she's all right with me. She's all right with me. She's all right with me. Well, well, she's all right, she's all right. In the darkest night, just before the break of day, when you need someone to help you find a way, when all is gone, I'll help you carry on. I will remain. When all seems lost and you don't know where to turn, and all the white lines on the highway blur, just call my name and let me ease the pain. I will. The night comes down again. Don't you worry. Don't you worry about a thing. You're not alone. Call me on the phone. I will. You're not alone, so call me on the phone. I will remain.
CILU 102.7 FM. We have Sunday on a Saturday for you. Hello, Sunday.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good, good. Good now that we're in the booth and and ready to rock after some very nerves. It's the end of Fun Drive. We're doing great. We're at about almost 8,000.
8,000. That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. That's awesome.
To all of you and all the people that contributed too.
Definitely. And with people got a lot on their minds, and it's good that we're still, doing good for Fun Drive.
Mm-hmm. Even now, given what's going on, like, radio is so important.
You want a friendly voice on the radio, don't
you? Yeah, to keep up to date with what's going on and to hear people talking because, like, you know, now it's more important than ever. You
got to put everybody at ease.
And music is always something that never leaves what we need to have in our life either.
It's the universal language, I think they call it.
Do they?
I think they do, yeah.
They do?
343-8881 to donate or luradio.ca. We got a prize pack. First pledge through the pledge line, 25 or over. What do we got here?
Okay. Some Mississippi gravy. Well, for those people that might know me, I just got back down from the Delta, Mississippi, Memphis, and I brought some peppered gravy mix because down south, people love biscuits and gravy. And maybe there's some people out in Thunder Bay and around that also love biscuits and gravy. So I especially brought some groceries back, and that's one of the things in the package that I brought today for the Fun Drive. So you can make your own biscuits and gravy. All you have to do is add water, and you can get that right now out of the tap and hopefully for a long time to come. And then we have, I'm donating three of my most recent CDs. I have quite a few CDs. So we have three CDs and a big pack, big bar of my custom soap that I get made out of canola. It's got wild rice in it. So if you need some soap, if you couldn't buy the hand sanitizer, there's a big bar of soap.
Got to keep them clean.
Mm-hmm.
Canora, so that's local local stuff.
Local stuff, yeah.
Got to support your local artists, local stations.
Yeah. The stickers are made locally. The buttons are made locally. The stickers are made, locally. Some local artists. Jimmy Wiggins made those buttons for me, too.
There we go.
Wiggins and he's promotions. A big supporter.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, speaking of Wiggins Promotions, the Wiggins Promotions Golden Ticket, if you are the first one today to pledge through the pledge line, $300, then you get free entry into all of his events, excluding fundraisers or charity functions. You can use it again and again throughout the year. How about that golden ticket?
Oh, that's so cool. Like Willy Wonka, but for Thunder Bay.
It's in the office. I'll show you later.
Oh my God.
So speaking of local, what's your favorite places to play?
Oh, locally. Ooh, the pressure. Most recently, I did play at the Branch 5.
Yep.
I have a show coming up at the In Common restaurant, so that's a great little place to play too. The food is awesome.
In Common, shout out to Lack in the kitchen.
Yep. Great. We actually had a show booked there in January, I believe it was, but there was a massive blizzard. We were going to do it as a fundraiser for our trip to Memphis. Me and Colin Craig just went down to Memphis to compete in the blues competition there. And so we had to reschedule that show. And that's going to be coming up in April. Hopefully that stays scheduled. We'll just see how that goes down.
You never know these days.
Never know these days.
Never know.
Never know these days.
So I was going to ask you something because it's not really something you can see anymore, but a good show, is it better if it's smoky or not smoky?
You mean for me to be able to sing in the smoke or to be able to smoke in the audience?
Well, like singing atmosphere... You know,
singing atmosphere.
The visual of the smoke, I think, kind of helps.
I think vaping does the same thing, doesn't it?
Almost, not maybe. Quite. Are you into the vaping or?
No, not me.
Not much of a vapor.
I have friends that vape, and I'm always wondering how good that is for them. Mm. But, you know, I just stand back and let them
let it happen. Jury's still out on that.
Jury's still out on that.
And all the different flavors they have, it's kind of,
chemical type stuff.
We'll have to wait 10 years and see how
that
pans out. But
the smoking thing, I mean, not this year when I went down to Memphis, but couple years ago, actually, there was still smoking allowed in all the bars.
Really?
Yeah. Mostly all of them that I went into, there was still smoking allowed. So the people like from California where they don't smoke anywhere and the people from Canada, nobody smokes in bars. It was like, what is this all about? So it was quite something.
Did you like that or?
Me?
Yeah.
You know, you just go outside if it gets on. I'm a smoker, so.
Yeah. Which I'm surprised.
You're surprised what? That I smoke?
You're a smoker, yeah.
Why?
Because you sing.
I know I'm.
I was listening to the band camp and I was trying to figure out, does Sunday smoke? Does Sunday not smoke? And I'm listening to The Voice and.
Oh, so you thought you better ask me? Yeah. I'm one of the silly ones left. Well, I got to drink a lot of water. And maybe, if I have to be in isolation, I'll try to quit smoking for a while.
Yeah.
Quitting smoking is not that easy to do. You know what I mean?
Have you quit before?
Uh-huh.
How many times?
If I say that, it's going to show my age. But I guess that doesn't matter.
Well, you
can. Seven.
Okay. And how many, what's the time span on that? Like for each time.
I quit. You know what? I quit when I was pregnant because I lost one of my sons after birth. And so, actually, yeah.
Sorry, you have it.
And so smoking is not the healthiest thing, right?
No.
So then I quit a number of times when I was pregnant and nursing my babies and all that kind of stuff. So, whoops.
Oh.
And then I think the longest time I quit for was a few years.
Okay.
But back at it.
What helped you quit those times?
Knowing it was for the babies. Yeah.
I think that works the best is health reasons. I've quit four times.
Yeah.
And the longest was a year and a half.
Yeah.
And it was a super hot summer. And every time I would go out for a cigarette at work, I would sit down and I would stand up and I would get a head rush because it was so hot and because of the lack of oxygen. So I was thinking, this is poison. And I managed to quit for about a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you just want to try one.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. 1 year I brought up pipe tobacco from down south, and I had that in the freezer when I quit. So I just rolled a little bit of pipe tobacco, and then it was bad. Back to smoking.
Smoking's terrible, but sometimes it seems like it's something familiar, when you need
Something familiar.
Yeah.
You know what? I found it was it becomes like a friend.
Definitely.
Which is a little sad and pathetic.
No, it's...
Because it'd be better to actually have a friend. What I mean?
Oh, come on.
So right now, that's why radio is so important too, because, we can listen to people talk about these types of things and not necessarily... Because right now, people are trying to avoid going out in a lot of public places.
Yes,
a lot of things
yes,
are
yes.
canceled. It's just important to talk about these. A little bit of conversation, right? You can't have a conversation with a cigarette, Sean.
You need that friendly voice.
Yeah.
Right here on CILU 102.7 FM. We have Jenny answering the phone, 343-8881. So what do you want to do? You want to play a song? You want us to play a CD?
Sure.
Choose your own adventure here.
Sure. I brought my keyboard in, and it's in the studio right now. Let's see. I'm going to just adjust myself here.
I think we got good levels on
there. Yeah, we got good levels?
Yep.
All right.
And once you sing, I'll just adjust
them up a little bit?
Yeah.
So... I'm going to sing a song called Love Bender right now.
Nice.
It was a special request
nice.
by a new friend.
Ooh.
I recorded it a few years back, and I actually just recorded it this past weekend out at a friend's house in the country named Mark Seville, so we're just doing a re-recording of this one. But it's just me right now on the keyboard. And this song actually hit number one on Sirius Radio quite a few years ago, so it's kind of an interest. And it's sort of a commentary on addiction, as we were just talking about cigarettes. So it's fitting to play this after this conversation.
Been a week since I've had anything
How'd you feel about that?
Oh, you know what?
Was that fun?
Yeah, it was fun. Some of the lyrics are very relevant to what people are going through out in the world today, too.
I think the overall vibe is it fits it as well.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah. So thank you for requesting that song.
Hey, no problem. Hey, you weren't supposed to say you requested it.
So, you know, some of that stuff is a little bit relevant, right? People are staying away and, you know, we've seen, I mean, addiction is not part of this virus per se, but I mean, there's lots of people that are out there in the listening world that have these issues around them, whether it's themselves or around them in their family, neighborhood, community, whatever it is.
It's home for a lot of people.
Yeah. Home for a lot of people, so. So we did re-record that song last weekend. It was very cool.
That was out in the...
Yeah, my friend Mark Seville's place, and it's going to be a one microphone recording.
Yep, old school.
Old school, so yeah, very cool. It was very fun.
Is that going to be an album or just something for fun, a little something extra?
I don't know. We're just going to, you know, it just happened last weekend, and then, of course, you know, a lot of distractions happened this week, too. So I'm just trying to contemplate how that would work.
It's in the primordial stages of being planned.
Yeah, it's a big investment to put out music, right? So, I don't know. Like, a lot of people don't even have a CD player. My kids are down south and like, Mom, Mom, you're putting out another album. We don't even have a CD player, Mom.
It's something to get one, though. You know what I mean?
Well, but my kids are telling me this. Yeah. So, like, you know, that's another thing for the listeners, too, right? Is like, there's original musicians, there's cover musicians. The investment of financial resources, but also emotional resources that go into making music and trying to release it is huge.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's one reason I'm here on the station too, is because the LU radio throughout about a decade has supported my music just by playing it, having me into the shows. I mean, and I appreciate that so much. So
well,
thank you.
Appreciate you being here.
Yeah, thank you. And even the Earshot charts, you know, across Canada.
Yep.
You know, because you have your charting system at the station, and then there's Earshot charts all over Canada.
Every chart everywhere else, all throughout the country, it all gets put into the Earshots.
Yeah. And so I hit those charts quite a bit throughout 10 years, too.
Yeah.
You know, and if it wasn't for LU radio DJs and the support of the local music, you know, thank you so much for that,
too. We love the support, and we love to support.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. It's a team effort. Same with what's going on out there in the world, too. It's got to be a team effort for everybody.
We're all connected. We all need each other.
Yeah, big team effort's going to have to happen.
So, 102.7 FM. We're going to be right back with Sunday Wild on a Saturday. So, yeah, listen.
Hey, City, live at Black Pirates. Catch Thunder Bay's very own Hard Rockers hit the stage March 20th at Black Pirates Pub. Joining them on stage will be fellow local Shatterhorn, vape dealer, and the long-haired businessman. Cover is $5 at the door. Doors open at 10 p.m. Band kick off at 10:30. This is a 19-plus event. For more info, visit page38band.com or follow Page 38 on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
This is the Fund Drive era, the dynasty, and you can donate online at luradio.ca/fundDrive, or you can call our pledge line from 9 a.m. till 9 p.m., 343-8881 to donate. So, again, that's 343-8881 for our pledge line from 9 until 9, or you can do it online anytime you want, luradio.ca/fundDrive, spelled F-U-N-D-D-R-I-V-E, C-I-L-U 102.7 FM.
CILU is sponsored in part by the Students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Foundry at 242 Red River Road, open 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Monday to Saturday, featuring folk in Mondays, karaoke Tuesdays, trivia Wednesdays, open stage Thursdays, and live music weekends. Find out more at thefoundrypub.com. The Thunder Bay Symphony Orchestra. Log on to tbso.ca or call 626-TBSO for details on the 2019-2020 season and how to get tickets. The Lakehead University Student Union, promoting action, advocacy, and service by bringing you student centers. Learn more by visiting their office in the tunnels of the student center or by logging on to lusu.ca.
Zazen Boys on CILU 102.7 FM. It is Sunday on a Saturday with...
Sunday. And I'm out of my pajamas.
We should do Sundays with Sunday on a... On a Sunday.
Sunday with Sunday on a Sunday. Like, not tomorrow though, right?
Like ice cream Sundays or whatever you call them.
That sounds like a good fundraiser.
Yeah, yeah.
Sunday on a Sunday on a Sunday with Sundays.
You wanted track one, right?
Yes, please.
We keep it loose on Saturdays.
Yeah.
So, Coast to Coast, favorite artist, Canadian?
B.A. Johnston.
Who's B.A. Johnston if you don't know?
Oh, he is, in my opinion, one of the best artists in Canada. He goes all over Canada playing solo with like a random selection of interesting instruments. Mm-hmm. I couldn't even put a genre on his music, really. Could you?
Well, I'm trying to think. Is he considered a millennial?
I don't know.
Kind of like millennial anthems. My heart's blinking like an old Nintendo. It's never going to work again.
Yeah.
I'd say it's pretty millennial.
The last show I went to, yeah, he ran around with a big beer jug full of Cheetos, and he sang a song about Cheetos and dumped Cheetos everywhere.
Where was that?
Black Pirate Pub.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? They're calling him the modern-day Stompin' Tom Connors.
Well, big shoes to fill.
But he, in my opinion, only 2 cents, and there's not even pennies anymore.
Yeah.
In my opinion, that is correct.
Big shoes to fill, big toms to stomp, perhaps?
Yeah, yeah. I know, Cheetos to stomp, because he stomped on the Cheetos, too.
Yeah. I saw him once. He was, the first time I seen him was the Apollo, and he was sitting on people's laps.
Oh, my.
And he did the last song out in the street, Red River. It was like a Tuesday. So there was nobody around, and it was.
I brought my mom to see him play. My mom's been passed away now for a while, but she loved that kind of stuff, too. And he had a cane, walking around with a cane, like one of those really cool canes. And he
like
was
twirling it around, kind
yeah,
of?
Yeah, but he was digging in women's purses, too, right? If their zipper was open, he was like trying to fish out whatever.
Yeah.
But like when they compare him to Stompin' Tom, I know people that love Stompin' Tom, you know, country, and he had songs about Canadiana, he had songs about living in the country.
That's a really, I see the comparison now.
That's the comparison.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like a hockey game, and then you got he's, Deep Fryer in My Bedroom by...
Exactly, so it's this different era of the commentary, but he's making a social commentary in all his music and performance. That's B.A. Johnston is what I'm, you know, who I'm talking about, right?
Right.
That's
right.
How I see it. And I mean, I'm 50, right? So I have some country stuff and some modern stuff that I like.
Yeah.
And I can totally see it. And you know, a lot of people maybe wouldn't consider him to be country. Obviously not country, but he's a performing artist. He's an artist.
And visually, it's a very interesting show.
Visually, it's a very interesting
it's all five
show.
Senses, yeah.
All five senses you have, please.
Yeah.
If you don't go to see any other show all year, and I'm a musician and I'm even saying this, please, if you don't go to see any other show, try to go see B.A. Johnston.
B.A. Johnston. See him at least 7 times.
I think I saw him 4.
Lucky number 7. So you
and
wanna, you
and rumor has it that he might be in the area next summer, right?
Somewhere, rumor has it he might be somewhere kind of a little off the beaten path out in the woods somewhere. You know, it's a bit of an event you might have heard of. So wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
That's you, though. That's information from... I think you heard that from somebody.
I just heard that from somebody, yeah.
I think I might have heard it from you, I think.
Uh-oh.
You know, rumors. Telephone, tell a friend.
So I the reason we brought up B.A. Johnston, I was digging through my purse here and I found a patch that I bought off of him. So.
The iron-on patch.
Iron-on patch.
Why don't you iron that on?
Where am I going to iron it on to?
I don't know.
I don't know yet. Maybe my piano bag. I don't know.
How about the sun visor in your car?
Yeah, maybe.
That'd be kind of neat, eh?
Mm-hmm. So yes, a great artist. Just looking around the station here, and I saw an album that I actually helped produce a few years ago with my partner, Reno Jack, who's passed away. A couple years he passed away ago now, and it was on the local pick rack. So I'm like, hey, there's Reno's album. So I wanted to get Sean to play Lightning Fried, little commentary about country whirlwind tornadoes. And I know... there's a lot of people dealing with being on edge out there that may be listening to the show. You know, the world is on edge right now, but guess what? It was on edge not long ago too. So, you know, we have to come together and become a team and start taking care of people a bit too, maybe more than we did before, possibly. So this next song, right? We're queuing that one up.
Also, number one?
Yeah. Also, the harmonica player on it is Watermelon Slam, and he is from Clarksdale, Mississippi.
That is my favorite name I've heard in my life.
Yeah, oh, well, you would love him as an artist, too. I got to see him in Memphis not long ago.
Okay.
When I was down in January. And yeah. He's a friend of mine, like, where I go see, we say hello, we'll give each other a hug and a kiss kind of friend, and, you know, kind of thing. And he's a truck driver and also a great artist. But he's also suffering right now because of the cancellations, because he goes to Italy and performs. So that's another thing. I mean,
do they have their borders closed? Is that have you heard that? If Italy has closed borders right now?
I'm assuming their borders are closed because everything's on lockdown. I'm not sure. So it is affecting a lot of touring musicians too, and Watermelon Slim, I think, is one, because he goes to Italy all the time to play. So I mean there's that, you know, a lot of independent musicians are not able to make a little bit of extra grocery money for themselves now too.
It was already pretty tough, and now it's tougher.
It was already pretty tough, and now it's tougher. Exactly. So Lightning Fried is one of my partner Reno Jack's original songs from the Lightning Fried album.
The Lightning Fried album on CILU 102.7 FM.
Had a blood red sky early in the morning, had the jet black clouds by noon. Blood red sky early in the morning, had the jet black clouds by noon. And a wind had old Gabriel lead horn on. With the twister touched down in the back 40, Lordy, Lordy, just about died. Tornado lifted up that 40 acres, I dropped to my knees and cried. Lightning hit the head out, I painted it a Dixie Fry. Back in thunder, twisters all that long. From dusk till dawn. Yeah, the joint was shook, you would leg and arm split back from dawn on that rain apart. Lightning, thunder, twisters all that long.
Lightning Fried on CILU 102.7 FM. We have Sunday on a Saturday.
Thanks for playing that song.
Yeah, no problem. We got Jenny out on the pledge line, 343-8881, luradio.ca, raising funds. And we're just having time.
Congratulations again for all the money that you raised over this week.
Yes, almost 8,000, which is incredibly impressive. And it's the hard work of the volunteers and the support of the community, support of the artists coming in to play. You know, it's everybody coming together.
Yeah, that's awesome. Congratulations. Like
big job. Big spider web.
You know? Yeah, big job. So I'm going to, you want me to play another one?
I'd love for you to play another one. Awesome. I'm extremely nervous and I find your music extremely calming.
That was the best compliment I think I've ever had live on the radio too. I better not do an intense one then.
It's up to you.
I chose this one. I released a new album this past year called Sunday Wild and the One-Eyed Jacks with a few fellows from town. And here's one of the songs from it. Actually, one of the other songs I might play later if we have time to was I just got a semi-finalist for International Songwriting Competition for Blues. It's the third time I've been awarded that, so it's cool. But that's not this song. It's called I Swear You're Cheating, and it's a fictional song because I've not ever had that problem yet. But there's still hope for me one day that I have to worry about somebody cheating on me. Just never was in that kind of relationship yet.
There we go. That has some good lines in it.
Thank you.
Listen closely. There's some good lines.
Thank you.
So when you put a song together, is it music first, words first, concept, sometimes a mix, or?
You know, somebody asked me that down in Memphis because I was at some interviews down in Memphis, and the first thing that came out of my mouth. It's probably the same here. Frustration.
Okay. Yeah. I know what you mean. Yeah.
So it's emotion as opposed to the mechanical stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of like a volcano. Remember you ever do the science project where you had the, what is it, the club soda and the...
Baking soda and vinegar.
And it bubbles over?
Yeah, I'm trying to think
of a volcano and like what you need that volcano to kind of push all that stuff out.
Exactly. Yeah. So, like, as a writer, because I'm a songwriter, I'm a songwriter and singer more than I am playing an instrument, right?
Okay.
Because, like, I don't consider, you know, it's such a complicated instrument.
Yes.
I play the instrument so I can sing.
Yeah.
So, it's based on an emotion first, and then I want to get the emotion down.
The piano is kind of the medium.
Exactly.
Kind of the training wheels to get the...
Right.
To get on the road with the idea.
Right. So, yeah. Like, one thing I've learned, too, and Camden, our friend Camden.
Camden,
we haven't talked
him.
About him yet, yeah. But that's one thing that Camden had was the... It came right from inside his bones. When he played on stage, and I only got to see him play a few times.
Yeah.
Thank goodness there's videos, footage, and stuff,
there's
right?
A ton, yeah.
But when he was on stage, even just beginning to start, you could tell it was just about to come out of him. And you could tell it flowed out of his body.
You know what I think it was? And I've been trying to figure this out. I've been watching videos and stuff. Like, what made him, as a performer, so much more explosive than a lot of other people? And I think it was zero hesitation.
Exactly.
And
brave.
Just going for it.
And he was brave. Yeah. That was just all inside his body. And I've seen a few performers that are like that. And not everybody's like that, right?
No.
But Camden was like that.
Yes.
So, when you know, we got along so good. I just got to know him, you know, the last year and a half since I moved to Thunder Bay. But, like, a kindred spirit. We had a lot of similar philosophies about some stuff and just spent hours talking. And so, I did get to play some music with him. So, that was, I'm very grateful.
Buskers Fest?
That was the last... Yes, Buskers Fest.
Okay.
He played one day with us.
Kind of outside the Bean Fiend there, I think.
Yeah, there's some great shot. One of the journalists in town came and took. So that was the last, I guess, the last live performance of his.
It might have been.
I'm not sure exactly. Yeah. And then he played with us at Branch 5 one night, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was that last year, the year before?
Are we still in the winter? I think it was...
When is it? The 21st is the spring solstice? Or not solstice. When is it changeover? We're still kind of...
Yeah, spring.
It's kind of a Thunder Bay winter.
It's a solstice, isn't it?
Together.
No. I don't know.
No, I don't know. I think solstice.
People listening can fact check and send us a message.
Yeah. We're not scientists.
I'm not sure, actually, when it was that he played. Because we, you know, we lost Camden this month, right? So...
Yes.
Yeah.
And any graffiti artists out there want to... Maybe honor him with a mural. Maybe we'll think about trying to put that together.
Doing a fundraiser mural and to commemorate his
whatever it takes
legacy,
to get him. Yeah, no, I thought he was the greatest. The first concert I ever went to was his punk band, was the second band I ever seen. And I was 19. I think he might have been like 23.
Yeah,
and it's crazy to think of a 23-year-old being that explosive as he was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's he just was like a natural at it, and every
and
song
just
was
natural
good. And he would just rip the guitar like crazy.
Yes.
And he was just a wild man and screaming.
Yes.
And yelling. And
but you know what, he never lost that, because last year I believe it was he was in the IBC competition in Thunder Bay.
Okay.
And I was a judge that year, like for the local competition, because they asked me, and I'm telling you, he was so intense on stage.
Yes. He was not one to do it halfway.
Ever. Not halfway, no. And I mean, I saw him perform in Memphis as well when I went down.
Yes.
He was in the competition solo that year. And I, you know, my friend Reno was going somewhere, and I'm like, I gotta go see Camden. So I went down there, and he had a style that was all his own.
Yes. There was a lot of reggae in there. I didn't realize that until later.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
With his all his songs.
Yeah, like there's that bit of that vibe, the punk stuff, and then as you get into the Camden Blues Band, there's punky kind of songs in there.
I know, he had a style.
And there's some crazy. What's the one? It's take a look right here. Johnny and the Thought Police. You know that one, Johnny? And that,
no, I don't. I'll check it out later.
Yeah. It's such an eclectic mix of music, you know?
I mean, so this comes full circle to you're talking about songwriting, right?
Yeah.
So my thing is that it's always about the person, what their concepts are, what their philosophy is, what their spirit is like.
Yes.
It's never about the gear. And I try to tell you... It's always the player, not the instrument. Yeah. I always say that because when it's the spirit of a person that's coming through that instrument, whether it's a good instrument or a cheap instrument or whatever, that's how I feel. And I know Camden was like that. Camden could play a lot of different types of guitars, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know, so it's the spirit of the person, I think.
What's that one line? I don't know if it's an actual John Lennon quote, but it's from the movie Departed. You seen that one with Jack Nicholson?
Maybe. I'm not a TV person, but
okay. You got that line. It's John Lennon. I'm an artist. Give me a tuba, and I can get something out of it for you.
Oh,
you know, you can give him anything, and he'll do something, right?
Yeah.
Two
exactly.
And you know, some rocks. You could.
Right. Because Camden was one of those artists that needed it to come out too. Hey,
yeah,
you could tell that.
Yeah.
There's artists that want to be artists, and there's artists that like have to do it.
They're just born in the suit.
It's driven, yeah. And it's inside. It needs to come out,
yeah.
Is what I mean. And I felt like Camden was one of those types of artists.
Definitely one of the best to come out of this city or even the country.
Yeah, and prolific, right? Like,
I'm a huge fan of his stuff. Like, honestly.
10 albums, yeah.
It's that punk band was the best show I'd seen to this day.
Cool.
Yeah, so we're going to play Relief after the break here.
Okay, awesome.
Off Discussions. CILU 102.7 FM. Call Jenny at 343-8881. Generously taking your donations. We got Sunday on a Saturday, and we're getting hype in the station house. Stay tuned. Reporting live from the eye of the fund drive storm, you can donate online at luradio.ca/fund drive or call our pledge line from 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. 343-8881. Once again, online, anytime you like, you can donate luradio.ca/fund drive, and that's spelled FUNDDRIVE, or call the pledge line from 9 till 9, 343-8881, CILU 102.7 FM. All right.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Signal Resources Limited, Thunder Bay's locally owned and operated audio-visual professionals. Contact them about your next multimedia event or installation at 807-475-9341 or at signalresources.com. The Thunder Bay Community Auditorium. Find them at tbca.com to purchase tickets and find out all of the details on their upcoming events. Vox Popular Media Arts Festival, located inside Trinity Hall at 310 Park Avenue. Join the fun every September for the annual Media Arts Fest, entering its 16th year in 2020.
Why is the Lord, baby? politician, baby. And I ain't no cop. Let me tell you, man, you know, well, I'm just here to rock. Oh,
CILU 102.7 FM. That is Camden Blues with Relief. And we got Sunday Wild, Wilding Out.
Hey, I wanted to share another Camden story, could I?
Yes, yes, yes.
So previous to our little gathering in the booth here, John Booth had Sean Mundy and Michael Abraham on.
Yep.
The Blues Show. So last summer, and I was friends with Camden a little bit, Camden, we should go for a picnic. And go see the Blues thing, because Waverly Park does this gathering. I think it was Wednesday night, right? 6 to 8. So I'm going to pack a picnic. I packed like hummus and olives and like the whole shebang, vintage tablecloths. I even mixed up cocktails and everything. And he came early. And black clouds coming down though, right?
Oh.
I'm like, okay, Camden, what should we do? Should we leave now or should we wait? We could get caught in the rain or we could stay, blah, 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 blah. So we were going to see Michael and Sean play, but yep. It was raining too bad. So we just had a picnic in my living room. Yeah. It was fun.
You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, I know. It was fun. I wish I would have taken a picture of him at the table with the picnic, but that's the way it goes down.
The picnic. Speaking of food, I was going to ask you this earlier because you had that Mississippi gravy.
Yeah, yeah.
Places you've been.
Yeah.
What's some stuff that you can get there, food-wise, that you can't get here that people might be interested into trying out?
What was that gravy, for sure, because, yeah. Like, it's biscuits and gravy, so it's not, like, we think gravy, sometimes we think, like, the poutine gravy in Canada, which is, like, beef or chicken, and I guess for the vegetarians, they have mushroom gravy. So, but down where I was traveling, I've been to Memphis 7 times, I think that was my 7th, down in that area, they love biscuits and gravy, but the gravy is more like a roux with pepper in it.
Okay.
A little different. So it's just a different type of gravy. So I brought some packages back home to, like, give away, and I...
To our lucky winner.
Yeah. Yeah. what else do I have down there when I go? Okra.
Okra?
Deep-fried okra.
Okay.
So, like, at all the restaurants, that's a side dish.
What is that? Is that a vegetable?
It's a vegetable. Yeah. Deep fried.
I wasn't sure, but...
Okra is like a green vegetable this long-ish. Sorry for the listeners, like, I don't know, 7 inches maybe.
Yeah.
And inside, it's like juicy bead things.
Okay.
I'm not sure how to describe it.
Yeah. Is it O-C-R-A?
O-K-R-A?
O-K-R-A.
Yeah. Wow. It sounds like another radio station.
I've heard of it, but yeah. Okay. Competition. Yeah.
So deep fried okra is like a side dish that they have. Like, yeah, you know, yeah, when you order salad or French fries or beans or whatever, they have that too. Cornbread they have often too in places. That's all I could say about the food down there. I think, yeah, when we went traveling, it was fun though.
Yeah.
Lots of fun, yeah.
You got some favorite spots, like favorite restaurants in particular you want to name? Or?
You know what? My favorite place is down in Clarksville, Mississippi. I love just going down there and walking around and checking out the scene there.
Okay.
Lots of live music. It's a small town. Clarksville, Mississippi is about, I think, an hour and a half or two. I could be totally wrong, but just Google it on your map.
Yeah.
From Memphis. So Memphis is like a blues scene during that blues week And then Clarksville, Mississippi is like a small country town. Mm. So I like going down there because I lived in Atticoken for 20 years. So I'm from small town.
Yeah.
Small town goes slower. People say hello. People help each other out. You know what I mean?
And that's where you started playing music, was Atticoken?
Yeah. I come from a very musical family. Okay. And I just started in my late 30s and I'm 50 now. So I started about 10, 12 years ago doing music.
But okay.
I like it.
I like that you mentioned that because I know a lot of people who don't play music. And I think it's never too late to start.
It is never too late to start music. Sometimes I say that from stage when I'm performing too.
Yeah.
Like, because older people are starting to retire now, right? And, you know, that age where there's a bit more time. Yeah. But also, I'm not going to maybe take up a guitar right now in my life because that would take a lot of unemployment. A lot of unemployment time to just sit and learn a guitar. Yeah. The other thing, too, is, like, if you have extra money, hopefully you've already donated to LU Fund Drive, too, but I always encourage people to buy instruments for, like, the family, kids in the neighborhood that maybe their parents don't have that much money to buy instruments. Just putting it out there. Summertime's coming.
They have programs like that in other places, I believe, right?
I think so. I heard that in some of the bigger city libraries, they're starting to actually... Sign them out.
That's awesome. I didn't know that.
I think so. Yeah, I've heard wind of that.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
That's pretty awesome. I wish I had that because I had to, when I was a kid, I was not a musician, but I did have a musical calculator. It was my, it was my stepdad's. It was an old calculator from the 70s, and there was on, off, and a little music note, and you could play like,
like the number one was a particular note.
Yeah,
and the
like number
seven
one
was
a, well, you know,
no
was
way.
Do-re-mi. Yeah, and it was cool, and I could figure out video game because I played a lot of video games back then. Video game songs.
Yeah.
So if I could go to the library and get, you know, a guitar or something, maybe I would have started way sooner than I did. Or maybe
you play guitar, right?
I play guitar and I play bass better, but I play guitar more often.
Oh, okay.
My guitar is not. I don't think you would like it.
Come on. You just met me.
I think you would appreciate the spirit of it. I think you would like it. It's a lot about the mistakes. I make a cool sounding mistake.
Of course. Sometimes the mistakes are the best part of it.
Yeah.
We all try to be perfect. Oh, my Lord.
I play a little bit.
That's cool. But also, like, for listeners trying to learn, like, you know, making mistakes is part of it too, right?
Yeah, it's part of the fun. It's just trying and
it's just trying. And that's what I appreciate about anybody playing music and picking up an instrument or even going to see live music.
Yeah.
Hopefully live music will continue throughout the next few months.
Yeah.
But the world is rapidly changing to another situation.
We'll see how it looks next week. It could change, you know. It's
could look a lot of I've noticed online with Facebook and stuff, a lot of performing artists are getting their shows canceled, but they're doing these online performances.
Somebody told me about that last night. You can pay or it'll just be free, like you can stream it in.
Yeah. And just, you know, watch them play and donate $5, $10, $20, whatever it was.
Yeah.
You know, they're just doing that just to make up for it because they still want to play.
Yeah.
So maybe our world will change. See, it's sad because even 3 months ago, I thought the world was so much isolated already. And
yes.
It was already so isolated 3 months ago in my mind. And so that's why live music is always so cool, right? Because you go out and you're like, you meet new people, other human beings. Because not everybody goes to church anymore. Right, but back in the day, church was where people went and had some camaraderie
stuff,
right?
Yeah.
You know, so live music is also the modern kind of church type thing.
Oh, a bit of religion, yeah.
Right, where you're meeting some new people and you're checking in with somebody and, hey, I haven't seen you around, how's it going, la, la, la.
Yeah.
Making plans for next weekend.
See, that's the thing. I wish I was more sociable. I'm trying to work on it, but it's trying to get together and you know, make introductions, network, get new projects together.
As musicians and stuff, right? Meeting up with people, going to their shows too and supporting other musicians. And then you say, hey, we could work on this, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So
it's been really cool during this fun drive getting to meet so many different musicians and bands and stuff that I might have never met before. You know,
that's
what I mean?
Awesome. Yeah. So you're becoming more social all the time.
It's that exposure therapy, I think.
Yeah.
So can I play one Camden 1-2, Doze and Rover?
Oh, is that the one you're talking about? The little with a bit of. Reggae?
Oh, the Johnny and the Thought Police.
Oh, sorry. No, I made a mistake there.
No, Doze and Rover is like a Doze. Well, I think you'll hear it in a second here on CILU. 102.7 FM. Fun Drive. Jenny's on the phone, 343-8881. And we're going to play some Camden Blues right now.
It doesn't matter, 'cause he'll be okay. Playing with his bone on a dusty summer's eve. He doesn't know that he'll never leave. Doze and Rover.
CILU 102.7 FM. It's Sean and Sunday Wild on a Saturday. We got Jenny on the phone, 343-8881, pledge a donation, luradio.ca. Fun Drive, we're at 8,000. We're only 2,000 away from 10,000, which would put us in a pretty good spot if you know what I mean.
Awesome. And a shout out to Paul Belews for donating $100 during the show. Thank you.
Thank you for your chair. Oh, sorry. Thank you for your donation. And yeah, Camden Blues. Rocking some Camden Blues. Do you want to talk about the event or?
Just that his celebration was coming up this week, coming up.
Yeah.
And from what I understand, it's all going to be postponed to another time.
Yeah.
Due to the virus that people are concerned about containing.
Yeah, yeah.
So just a shout out to anybody that might be, was planning on attending on Wednesday. It was going to be held on Wednesday of this week coming up for Camden Blues. He passed away, I'm sorry, but I think it was about 3 weeks ago. Big, prolific artist from Thunder Bay, around for decades. And so just stay tuned for social media stuff. Maybe there'll be something in the newspaper. I'm not sure exactly when things are going to be rescheduled. But as everybody's aware, there's lots of rescheduling happening. So it's, you know, it's a little bit of a drag, but not really. We got to make sure everybody's safe and sound and secure, most importantly.
Take it day by day.
Day by day, exactly.
Day by day, week by week. Can't plan too much when it's when you can't gather, you know?
That's right. Yeah. It's best for everybody to be safe, as you know, like driving down the highway. Just get there safe. You don't have to go 160. Just get there safe. So we were talking a little bit about the shopping situation in town too, Yeah.
You been in the shops or?
You know what? I buy myself. I don't need much.
No.
So I got some rice and lentils type stuff. Little bit of things like that. But it's a little bit of a strange situation going shopping. And it's happening all over the place too. Not just Thunder Bay, right? It's all over the world, I think.
Yes, we had somebody calling in from, I'm trying to think, somewhere down south. I believe it was Grand Bend, Ontario. You ever heard of that place?
No, I haven't.
And I was asking if they had the same toilet paper shortages that we have up here.
Yeah.
And he just kind of laughed, so I didn't get a straight answer. Oh. I'm sure it probably is the same thing, you know.
I don't know. I think even in Europe, in the places where they use toilet paper, because other countries don't use toilet paper,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, there's entire countries that don't use
it. Yeah, they figure out another system. I feel like I'm just planning to go camping.
Yeah.
I mean, that's positive. It's like, okay, remember going camping? What do we have to do when we're camping? Right? We had, you know, little bit of stuff. We made do.
You had to make do, exactly.
You made do, right. As I said earlier, it's best to just everybody be safe and sound and secure and try to be peaceful to people that are around you because everybody's on edge.
Yes.
You know? And just try to be peaceful as you can to everybody. Everybody's on edge. And we're all kind of concerned about one thing or another right now. A multitude of things, so it's just best to smile.
A plethora of things.
A plethora of things.
Plethora.
Plethora? Plethora? What do I say? Plethora.
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 Is it plethora or plethora?
I don't know.
So call the pledge line 343-8881, and for $23 exactly, you can tell us whether it's plethora or plethora. You can hand down the verdict on this one for exactly
$23. $23, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
What can you get? How much toilet paper can you get for $23 right now?
Well, I don't know. I'd have to say probably not much.
Maybe
you'd have to meet somebody in kind of a shady place, get something, fell off a truck or something. I don't know.
Oh.
If only we had some to give away as prizes.
Yeah.
Yeah. On a lighter note.
On a lighter note.
We got
so
Sunday
we might
here.
Get a few different plethora of definitions then, right?
Of definitions, yeah. Another one is hegemony or hegemony.
I don't even think I've seen that word in print.
I'm trying to think.
Hegemony?
Yeah, it was. I was listening to a news show and it was Noam Chomsky. He's. Yeah, and he said hegemony. He's great. I love Noam Chomsky.
Yes,
he
just what does it tells mean?
It
he's a social like, commentary, right? Philosopher, kind of.
Yeah, he was saying American hegemony. So like American kind of, he was talking
culture.
About, yeah, all the wars and stuff. And he was talking about like dominance, American, like that the American way is the right way, sort of.
Oh.
Yeah, like it's assumed to be the
you
right way.
You mean
the
capitalist approach?
Yeah, but also kind of, you know, the globalist. It's Noam Chomsky, he's very left-wing and yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I love the word hegemony. Hegemony, plethora.
Hegemony.
Do you ever try to say somebody's name and you add kind of a weird pronunciation twist into it?
No, but I'll practice doing that sometime just for fun.
Yeah, yeah. I'm always bad for that.
Just that gives another feel. It's the spirit of the thing, right? You're bringing your own spirit into how somebody pronounces their name, I guess.
I guess that's one way to look at it. You got a really good analogies on stuff.
Thank you.
On music, on it being kind of a frustration volcano.
Right, also, sometimes, right? Frustration, or sometimes it's good frustration when you're in love, because there's love songs too. But often, you know.
Yeah.
I have a variety of songs. I have like, I think 80 songs or something.
80 songs?
Yeah, I have quite a few songs. I love writing. That's my most favorite thing.
Okay.
Most favorite thing is writing songs.
So the next concert's kind of up in the air, or
coming,
part of the plan things now,
playing,
right?
At the In Common in April, but yeah. Yes, that could be changed. Mm-hmm. And then in May, I'm playing at Cheers.
Yeah, the Village Pub. The Village Pub.
Yeah, some stuff in the summer. When I moved to town, I was doing like, I think, 2 shows a month. But I also work full time, so I only have so much energy and time.
Yes.
To do the other things like cooking rice and lentils and cutting the grass and stuff. So. Right, like musicians are not robots.
Yeah.
So they have to also deal with their own stuff. So, you know. So, anyways, the new I do have a new recording coming out in the summertime. Sometime we'll see how that goes.
Well, thanks for coming in and talking to us.
Thanks for having me.
And you're going to be dropping off that new CD to us, right?
I will.
You will.
It's a CD. I see you have record players. I don't know. A lot of people are doing vinyl now.
We got everything. Everything under the sun.
Really? Cassette players too?
Oh yeah, right.
Because my son is like, oh wow, yeah. Okay, awesome.
So if you make a cassette, because that's kind of making a comeback.
It is. My son's doing a cassette.
Yeah, I like them. They're small, they're compact, it kind of fits in your pocket. You can take it with you.
Yeah, right. I don't think you can. Can you download that music to digital too? Like get it to convert it to digital?
From
easy?
Tape onto digital, do you mean? Or,
yeah.
I'm sure there's some kind of machine that
there must be.
Probably thousands of dollars. I'm sure a specialist.
But it's
might
also
have it.
One way to keep the music a little bit more special.
Yes. Special mediums.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's only for a special occasion.
So, yeah.
You want me to do another song? How is our time doing? Thanks so much for listening, for donating, the people that have sent in some donations since I've been here.
You got about 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, you have a song that you lined up anyways with
yes,
another
Shatterhorn.
Local band. Yeah.
Yes, we're excited for Shatterhorn, new album.
That's awesome. I was going to mention their name. I don't know the fellows. I'm assuming it's just men. Is there a woman in the band? I don't know.
No, it's four guys.
Okay, because I heard that they released a new EP this week.
Yes, 5 tracks.
Because I was listening to another show this week and one of the fellows from Shatterhorn came on. I'm like, oh, cool, local music. New,
would that have been Jenny's show, maybe?
Jenny's show.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Spins.
And the guys from Shatterhorn were just talking about it, so I went on the Bandcamp and checked it out. Congratulations, you guys.
So this is my favorite song off the EP. It's going to be stuck in your head all day. It's Flower Over Yonder for Shatterhorn, CILU 102.7 FM.